Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's fucking Friday, a fucking treasonous Friday, a fucking asshole fucking Friday the 13th. I'm going, why not? November the 20th, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine, fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, let's see here. It's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of, well, 39 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's just nasty weather, sleet. I mean, no snow to cover the ground, but man, it's just nasty out there. That's all I can say. And I'll say, good afternoon, John. And how's the weather out there in Nazi Jersey today?
Well, good afternoon, Henry. Well, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, we currently have 54 degrees, 85% humidity, and the sun just came out and peeked out a little bit just about 20 minutes ago, and now I see the cloud covers back overhead. But other than that, it's kind of been a dreary, drizzly day out there. So I've been inside most of the day just getting a little bit of work done and looking over some of this goddamn, I use the term loosely, news about the so-called election or selection process, and, of course, about the second or, depending on how you count it, third wave of COVID fatalities and people being sick and confirmed cases, and we're going to need another lockdown. I can see it now.
Oh, I can feel it coming. I can feel it going to happen any second now, brother. And I agree with you 100%. The first article I have up here is Fossey says U.S. has independent spirit, but now it's time to do what we're told, what you're told. Oh, really?
You mean like a dog, Henry? So when they tell us to lay down and roll over, we should do that,
yeah,
too,
this,
right?
Yeah, this non-governmental, non-elected fucking corporate piece of fucking dog shit. Tell me to do something, Fossey, and I'll do the fucking opposite. You, motherfucker, have already been tried in absentia. Wonder what the sentence is, motherfucker. Anyway, this is I figured we'd jump into that article first and just tear into it, John, if it's all right with you.
Yeah, because, you know, and what we need to discuss is part of the article, but what are the bigger implications here, which, again, we've said many times. They're all in. They're making the push. This is part, yep, of Operation Global Enslavement. They're going for it, Henry, and they're going to have to tighten the thumb screws a little more each day, a little more each day. But we are going to get to the point where people are just going to say, you know, I've had enough.
This is straight-up declaration of war. It's time to start killing these motherfuckers, and there's no two ways about it. Either you're a fucking American national, and you're going to enforce that fucking ratified law that your people put in place in 1791, or you're not. Either that, or you're going to take a fucking knee, you're going to take your fucking death shot from these cocksuckers. What's it going to be, people? You better fucking start deciding. You better start deciding right now, because they're doing the blitzkrieg, just like I said. Joe Biden ain't been elected by nobody but the fucking press. And fucking, I mean, as far as this fraudulent election, not that there could be a fucking legitimate election, because it's a fraudulent fucking corporate election from a fraudulent fucking corporation created in violation of our law and our authority. And it's time to invoke that authority and invoke that jurisdiction and put fucking bullets in these pricks. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D.
Yay!
Fossey says U.S. has independent spirit, but now is the time to do what you're told by your fucking servants, those who fucking sold you on that bullshit fucking constitution for the aristocrats who intended this day to come all along, because this is how it was in the colonies in 1775 when our fucking forefathers rose up and shot these motherfuckers down because we will not live as your fucking subjects. Slaves, and you will not fucking have us walk up and stick our arm out and let you fucking, or just hold our neck up and let you cut our throat, you fucking idiots. White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci, a non-elected fucking non-governmental piece of fucking dog shit communist motherfucker. Fossey thinks that Americans have an independent spirit. You're about to find out how fucking independent, you fucking little faggot. You're fucking ass. You're not getting dropped to the chute. You're going to choke to death, you son of a bitch. You're going to be tried for the treason you have committed against we the people and our law. For the fucking blatant criminal you are. And you are going to be convicted by a jury, a fucking common law jury in a common law court. And you're fucking going to, you're not going to fucking go through the chute and break your neck easy. You're going to sit there and strangle to death, you son of a bitch. But there are times when it is in our best interest to just follow the rules, John. Just follow the rules. Fossey speaking on Thursday at Washington National Cathedral with other top health experts on the pandemic noted that it is a bit unfair to compare the United States coronavirus response with other countries. The United States isn't an island with 5 million people that can easily be shut down, he notes. So suppressing and controlling the virus is a lot more of a challenge, more than a challenge than you'll ever fucking know. You're going to find out what a challenge. You're all going to be in the fucking dirt. I was talking with my UK colleagues. Oh, my UK colleagues, you mean your one world motherfucking government motherfuckers that think you're going to take our sovereignty away from us? That think you're going to take our goddamn individual liberties and freedoms away from us? Is that what you fucking think you're going to do, bitch? UK colleagues who are saying the UK is similar to where we are now because each of our countries has that independent spirit. No, they're not close to where we are right now. They don't have over a billion guns, just the ones you know about and a trillion rounds of ammunition. We fucking do. He said on stage, I can understand that, but now is the time to do what you're told. Come fucking tell me to my face, you little cocksucker, you hiding in a fucking basement or a fucking bunker somewhere, fucking thinking you're going to give orders to fucking men. You ain't a man, you ain't got no fucking spine, you ain't got no balls. If you got an old lady, you pay somebody to fuck her. That's what you are, you piece of shit. And the rest of you fucking communist pieces of shit. And every communist piece of shit that's going along with this fucking shit. Are you gonna do it, people? Because they're taking the gloves off here. Dr. Fossey, coronavirus won't be a pandemic for much longer. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. In the latest example of the often conflicting message about the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fossey, piece of shit, punk, motherfucking, spineless, dog shit eating, somebody else fucks his old lady for him, said Tuesday that COVID-19 won't be a pandemic a lot longer. Thanks to, because you'll all be fucking dead. Once they get them shots in you, then there won't be a pandemic. There'll just be a lot of bodies to bury or burn. thanks to the rapid progress of vaccines. His message was seemingly out of step with the president-elect Joe Biden, who has argued Americans, urged Americans to keep wearing those masks and cases, as cases surge to new records and the world faces a long, dark winter before vaccination distribution can begin. It is going to be a long, dark winter. And I knew they'd do this shit in the winter, but fucking they'll die like this. Just like we will in the fucking winter. Of course, as the World Health Organization and the Gates Foundation struggles to raise some $18 billion for their COVAX program to help vaccinate poorer nations. Oh yeah, go after the weakeners and the poor. That's who they're going to go after first. We've seen some scientists warn, and certain countries like India and others likely won't ever be able to distribute mRNA vaccines. That's because you need them for the fucking slave workers, huh? Once you get rid of the American nationals, like those being manufactured by Pfizer and Moderna, due to the complexity of shipping and storing the vaccines, which must be kept at sub-zero temps, like that's some kind of fucking, you know, like that's rocket science or something. Certainly it's not going to be a pandemic for a lot longer, because I believe the vaccines are going to turn that around. Yeah, we're all going to be dead. You get rid of the fucking threat and you won't need a fucking pandemic. You ain't getting rid of us that goddamn easy. That's not to say the virus isn't here to stay in some form, he added, in case we need it, you know, to take out a few. If there's any dissidents, well, you know, we'll fucking give them the shot and harvest their fucking organs. I doubt we're going to eradicate this, he said. I think we need to plan that this is something we may need to maintain control over chronically. Well, it's like that ism. It's just like that fighting that ism. It'll 100 years. You ain't gonna do it, motherfucker. You ain't getting your fucking New World Order. You're getting shot. It may be something that becomes epidemic that we have to just be careful about. U.S. Justice Alito says pandemic has led to unimaginable curbs of liberty. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, you know, that unelected, again, unelected, to an office that can't exist because it was created in violation of the fucking very Constitution they had just ratified, and that goddamn criminal fucking treasonous piece of shit George Washington signed it, taking over the law. But then again, in 1771, when that Bill of Rights, when that supreme superior law of the people was ratified and made the supreme law of this land, the Supreme Court, it ceased to exist. The people just didn't enforce it. Thanks a lot, ancestors. Now a bunch of us have got to go fucking die when you could have just killed a few. When you had a few of you could have fucking took care of this. You fucking cowards. The justice, who is seen as a conservative, told a meeting of the Federalist Society late on Thursday he was not underplaying the severity of the crisis or criticizing any officials for the response. Of course you wouldn't, because you're a good international communist piece of shit. You have no authority. But he added, we have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020. The COVID crisis has served as sort of a constitutional stress test. Oh, really? He said during his address over, it's a stress test, all right, you motherfucker. You never had no authority to fucking meddle in our goddamn business, and you know it. You know the people were separate from their fucking servants. You fucking think through, oh, acts. Well, we did an act. We wrote down something on a piece of paper we call an act, and now we're the bastards, and you're the fucking goyim. You're the fucking subjugated fucking slaves. Well, we'll see about that, because you're looking at a fucking armed population like none that's ever existed on this goddamn planet, and all we got to do is kill you, and we can be fucking free again. We have nothing to lose, everything to fucking gain. Let's play this fucking game. The COVID crisis has served as a sort of constitutional test, he said during an address. Alito, who was appointed by Republican George W. Bush in 2006, referred to restrictions on gatherings that had affected religious events. I don't give a fuck. I mean, they keep showing us it's about, you know, the religion. We can't go to church, but you can go to the fucking strip bar. You can't do none of this shit. You do not have a court order. That was the main fucking focus of this whole fucking country. That's what the people who fought back in 1775 fucking were fighting about. You do not order me about without jurisdictional authority. And the only way you can get that jurisdictional authority is through following the procedures in the Bill of Rights, which is our United States common law, and getting the fucking order from the foreman of a jury. And you have to show it to me. Because that's the only person I have to listen to. You try to fucking order me without jurisdictional authority. You're just a fucking thug I need to shoot through the fucking head. And you motherfuckers are going to find it out. Alito, who was appointed by Republican George W. Bush in 2006, referred to restrictions on gatherings that had affected religious events. Fuck it, it don't matter. You have violated the whole body of law that was the absolute law before it was ever, the articles were ever added as amendments to your fraudulent, phony fucking constitution. Think of worship services, churches closed on Easter Sunday, synagogues closed for Passover in Yom Kippur, he said. It pains me to say this, Alito added, but in certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right. Oh, you're going to disfavor my right and get rid of it? I'll blow your fucking head off. You tried to disfavor my fucking ancestors' fucking rights. What did they do? They blew your fucking head off. You're ready for a fucking gunfight? Let's fucking do it. It pains me, huh? The justice said freedom of speech was also under threat. Although that freedom is falling out of favor in some circles. It's falling out of favor. It's the fucking law. And we have the right to enforce it with our fucking guns. We have the right to blow your fucking head off. We got the right to shoot you right in the fucking face if you try to fucking violate our fucking law and take away our freedoms and our liberties, you motherfuckers. Ignore it at your own fucking peril. That's all I'm telling you. We need to do whatever we can to prevent this from becoming a second-tier constitutional right. Did you hear that? A second-tier constitutional right. That fucking that Bill of Rights belongs to we the people, and you can't change it, you can't touch it, and we can fucking enforce it with fucking lethal force, and you fucking know it. And that's what you're about to get, you dirty son of a bitch, and you arrogant pricks. Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force members recommends withholding food stamps and rent assistance from those who refuse coronavirus vaccines. This is from Natural News, sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches World Report. What were they saying the other? It was all going to be voluntary. Didn't they say that? Something like that, John? Yes.
Oh, yes, they do. Of course it's voluntary. And they're like paying your taxes, but try not to do it. Well, see what happens when you don't do it.
Uh-huh. What is fucking threat and coercion? What is taking your fucking resources and using them to force you to put out your arms so they can fucking kill you? What is it? It's the same fucking tyranny that fucking King George tried to fucking lay on us, man. And you're going to get the same fucking response, you fucking pricks. But see, in this article, you're going to find out. Here we go. The prominent member of Biden's COVID-19 task force, a CIA-linked operative named Luciana Borio, says that people who refuse to be vaccinated should be deprived of food stamps and rent assistance. And in order to convince black Americans to take the vaccine, influencers should be hired to brainwash blacks with special compliance messages that are scientifically tested in social engineering focus groups. Really? Propaganda ministry? And they're coming after you first, black people. Why? Because do you think you're the fucking weakest? They're going to come after those that they think are the weakest because they know that the fucking goddamn, there's a fucking army of 100 million motherfuckers in this country, 40 million ready to rock and roll. And you fucking, I mean, but the thing is, what are we going to do if they do go after the fucking poor people and they start fucking threatening, starving them and shit to make them take the, are you just going to stand there and watch it? The document says that federal agents should conclude to develop, this is collusion, to develop a national promotion strategy, which might we as well be called national propaganda strategy. No shit. For convincing people to take potentially dangerous and deadly COVID-19 vaccines, which have skipped any real rigorous testing. The document recommends that the vaccine mandates get bundled with other social services such as food stamps. We'll take your fucking food away, starve you to death. Rent assistance, we'll throw you out in the fucking cold, and healthcare services, and let you fucking die there on the goddamn street, or we'll kill you with the shot. Your choice. Or else you can stand up with those fucking guns and you can shoot these dirty dogs down because we so fucking outnumber and it ain't even funny. And when, and for lack of operatives, the machine will grind to a stop quickly. And then we can start the fucking executions and trials of these fucking dirty fucking communist prick motherfuckers. The document recommends that vaccine mandates be bundled. We already did that. Local and state police health agencies should explore collaboration with the interagency and the non-government partner. Oh, non-government partners. People who have nothing to do. People that weren't elected. People who are, do not represent the people, who represent their fucking corporation. Oh, you mean these corporations? I'll be so happy to kill these fucking corporate cocksuckers. I mean, I'll wear a blister on my fucking finger. To bundle vaccinations with other safety net fucking services. Oh, it's a service now. It isn't a fucking deadly fucking shot they want to give you to kill you that you know is deadly. And that's why over 50% of the people have said they will not take that motherfucking shot. And we better back them. When they come for them, the people that fight, we better back them. Because you're fucking next. And the sooner we step up, the less people we got to lose. It also says that the bundling vaccines with food stamps would be a way to, listen to this shit. It also says the bundling of vaccines with food stamps would be, quote, a way to build trust and streamline the vaccine provision along with, among low income people such as blacks and minority communities. Go after the weak. That's what they will fucking do. They will go after you and they try to, when they try to take it, fucking shoot them. What do you got to lose? Take them fucking guns that we've bought 10 zillion of. We got plenty of fucking guns and kill them. This is fucking war. They're coming to kill you. I mean, what would be the difference if fucking at Lexington and Concord, if the fucking British had walked up instead of having fucking muskets, just walked up with fucking syringes and gave death shots to all the people in fuck on the Lexington Green, or gave death shots to the people at the fucking Concord Bridge? What would be the fucking difference? They are coming to kill you. Are you going to let them?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's not going to stop there. I mean, they're doing that. Then the next thing, they're going to say Social Security, you know, retirement
everything.
Checks. I mean, they're going to go full
your,
in on this.
Your job.
This is just, they're just, this is the beginning of
they'll
it.
Seize
you know,
your,
saying
seize,
this with the food stamps. And uh-huh. Matter of fact, I mean, let's be honest, it ain't all black people in America
nope.
that are on food stamps.
No,
there's
it ain't.
There's a lot of people on food stamps because of what these fucking idiots have done to
you
our
goddamn
economy
right.
as well.
You goddamn right. And not to mention, in the end, they'll be seizing your fucking bank account. Anything you do not have and hold with a gun, they will be coming to fucking take away from you unless you take their fucking shot.
Yeah,
you put a bullet in their fucking head.
They're going to change the currency. They're going to get the cash, it's going to disappear, and they're going to have digital currency, and they won't let you have any of it until you get the fucking shot.
That's right. That's what you're absolutely right, Mark. That's why they're starting with the weakest people first to see how many they can get killed before we start killing them, because we're a fucking force. We're the largest army to ever exist on this goddamn planet. And the people in the fucking armed services, they're as divided. They're not, I mean, they're going to be some of the first that they're going to try and give this death shot to. the ones that they think will stand with the fucking people. You boys better be watching your P's and Q's too, and you better be doing some fucking planning. Let's get these son of a bitches killed and shot out of this country. There ain't that goddamn many of them. Engage a broad network of trusted spokespersons who can deliver and reinforce a unified message about COVID-19. Anybody that tells you to take a shot that changes your fucking DNA, he ain't your friend. He ain't nobody to admire. He's a son of a bitch that needs a rope around his fucking neck. To motivate people to take protective actions like vaccination requires, that they hear a salient and specific message repeatedly. Goebbels, it ain't working, Goebbels. Everybody knows it's a fucking death shot, and you're gonna get bullets, you motherfuckers. Yeah, I mean, you are right there. God damn, I can't believe it. We did, but hey, we're right there. We're right there. We're gonna get this fucking over with, people. And if I ain't here at the end, man, I mean, fucking, I'm counting on every fucking one of you. And just like you can count on me, I will not stop fighting until I'm dead or they're dead. Delivered by multiple trusted messengers and via diverse media channels, the document not only recommends that food assistance and rent assistance be withheld. Isn't that coercion? Isn't that coercion? Volunteer? They're coercing you to do something that is a violation of the fucking, the law of your land? Did you go through procedural due process? Or are they essentially fucking holding a fucking gun to your fucking head? See, this is what this whole thing has come down to. It's like all these fucking merchants out there. Oh, we're shut you down for 2 days. Well, then everybody's got to wear a mask, and we don't have the authority to tell you to. We're going to do it anyway. It's like Biden. He doesn't have the authority to fucking order us to wear no goddamn mask. He has to do it, but he'd have to take on every individual one of us and through the procedural due process in his private capacity to get a court order to force us to put a fucking mask on. He doesn't plan to do that. That means that he plans to violate that fucking law. That absolute ratified fucking law, that it is our duty, that it is our privilege to blow these motherfuckers away. Withheld from...
Henry, real quick, there's an article on your site. They're talking about there's going to be a real big change in the economy. And that's just a little precursor to what they're going to do. Cash will disappear. And they're going to go right to digital, and you know what I'm saying? There's an article on the front page that talks all about it.
Bottom line is, when it comes to you, shoot the motherfucker with a needle, shoot any motherfuckers with him, and then go out and start hunting the highest up motherfuckers that you can fucking reach with your gun. Make that 1,000-yard shot. You kill the head of that fucking snake. You blow it all to fucking pieces. And then see what they want to fucking try against the people of this United States of America. Once the guns start going off, it's going to feel better, people. Some of us are going to die. There ain't no fucking way around it because of the neglect of the generations before us. God damn them. Be withheld from those who refuse mandatory coronavirus vaccines. It also says that home visits should be used to inject people on a door-to-door basis. Oh, please do. In addition, and each house should be something that they are so fucking afraid to walk up to because they know some of them ain't walking away. If you ain't done this yet, you ain't trying. Because you can make your house, and you might get me. I'm going to get a bunch of you, and I'm going to get a whole fucking bunch of you if I can. In addition, workplaces, pharmacies, churches, and schools are named as candidates for forced. This is your fucking, remember they said they were going to be your servants. Remember when that fucking constitution was put in place? We just want to be your servants to guard your freedoms and liberties. That's why the anti-federalists called them out for what they were, lying motherfuckers. That's why the Bill of Rights was written and ratified in 1791, that you can't force us to do anything, you motherfuckers. Yeah, as a fucking, in the fiduciary, you are committing high fucking treason, which is a fucking capital offense. And then we don't have to wait we don't have to try to build a fucking court or anything else. This is war. This is straight up, I'm gonna kill you, or you're gonna kill me, war. We understand. We understand the game. And you people in them inner cities, where they're going to try this shit first. I hope you got lots of guns and are ready to fucking put some fucking lead in these son of a bitches. All you got. And then you can send in the fucking army and we'll see how the army splits up. And then we'll fight this fight out. And in the end, we will destroy your fucking asses. And then we're coming after you globalist motherfuckers that started this shit, Bill Gates. You, there'll be no place that you can hide, Rockefeller. There'll be no place you can hide, Rothschilds. We will fucking, because we're going to have control of that nuclear arsenal. We will find you, and they will turn your fucking ass over for prosecution, or we will fucking feed them a nuke. This is beyond outrageous. This is fucking trying to fucking put us down to the level of a fucking dog, and you'll never do it to an American national. Forced immunizations. Go ahead.
The whole world's watching us too, man. The Americans are going to be the leader in all this shit. Everyone else is scared to death. We're the only country with guns anymore.
Well, they're fighting in other countries. They're fighting it in other countries. You ain't going to see it on that stupid box. They're going to keep showing you all this stuff about this phony, like Trump is going to fucking really expose the extent of the fucking, how fraudulent and this fucking corporate fucking illegal, unlawful fucking election system is to the world. I mean, he would have to expose that every bit of it is fucking pure corruption and that they can take your ballot and change it because you are a fucking 14th Amendment subject. And they own you, fucking ass, so that your vote is what they say it is, you dumbasses. And that's what he'd have to show to fucking change any of this shit. And he ain't going to do it because he's fucking one of them. So what? How they get it done? This was planned. Him and Joe Biden are probably kissing lip to lip right fucking now. And the document recommends that pharmacists be allowed to administer a vaccine directly without a standing order. The document specifically states that vaccine efforts should include non-traditional sites such as places of worship or senior centers, and the COVID-19 vaccine should be bundled with other essential social services such as foods. And go ahead. Fuck, I get hungry. I will go get some fucking food. You might not like how I do it or who I target to take it from, but I will go get some fucking food. I'll fight you right down to the fucking last breath, you motherfuckers. And that has to be the attitude of every goddamn one of us. If we go at them like fucking savages when they try this, I mean, just fucking storm them. Just come out and you know who they are and kill them and keep going for the, shoot for the highest up. Take what you can get, but always go for the highest up. And we fucking will take care of this in short fucking order. It's the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. To a marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight prayer and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our
axes flash for us so sweet. Shining armor, piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight prayer.
Listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:42 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith, and we're going to make them all fucking die. Every fucking one of you motherfuckers, you're not going to be none of you left in this goddamn country. We'll never have this happen again, and we will put new securities in place after we take our wealth back from the internationalists. And fuck, if we have to deliver an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb or two to do it, by God, we're going to do it. You're going to see that you fucked with the wrong fucking people. It's time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. It is time for the tactical report, so I'll be turning the mic over to John. Let him have it, John.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much, as always. All right, let's get moving. My name is John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Friday, November 13th, 2020. It is 15:44 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 3:44 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who can't wait for the recount to finally be done. Mickey's little hand's just past the three, and his big hand's pointing up towards the thing that looks like an eight with something bitten out of it. That would be the number nine. All right. Let's not forget, we do our word etymology about the term Friday, our days of our week, and that, of course that comes from the Scandinavian Norse gods, from Frigg, the goddess of marriage, from which they got Frigg's Day, and from which we got Friday. And then, of course, here on From the Trenches, we quote Frickin' Friday. All right, let's get moving. Now, Henry was talking about, you know, how our servants, our masters, how the hell did that happen? Well, you know, this isn't the first time it happens. In fact, it's happened time and time and time and time again if you look through history. In fact, you can even look back to ancient Egypt. And certainly it was after the, what they call it, the third intermediate period, when they had their servants who were actually their guards. They were guards that were given some policing powers. That's how it started. They were just given some light-duty policing and guarding powers. And eventually, they took over the whole country. They became the leaders, and the people became the servants too, and they were called the Mamelukes. That's where the term comes from. If you ever heard Mamelukes, so they call them Mamelukes or Mamelukes. There's a couple of different versions of the word, but what happened in Rome? Well, the servants, the military, took over. And what do they call the U.S. Congress here, even though it's a joke? It's a circus. That's all it is. It's a P.T. Barnum Bailey circus, our so-called Congress. But they call the U.S. Congress nothing more than the Entertainment Division for the U.S. Industrial Military Complex. In other words, the servants think they have become the masters once again. And this happens time and time and time again throughout human history. So, what's the solution? Well, if you look in history, there's going to be a violent confrontation, and it's going to be bloody. And that's what's coming, people. All right, let's get moving here. Let's take a quick flyover. The fraud markets, the financial markets. Let's see what we got here. Here we go. Right now we've got gold at 1,886. It was up to almost 1,900. Then they did a little bit of a smackdown and drove it down again. Silver is up 38 cents. At $24.62 an ounce. Down in the major fraud indicators, we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently up almost 400 points at 29,449. U.S. dollar index is just under 93%, and crude oil is down almost a buck at $40.22 on the New York spot market. In that gambling device called live cryptocurrencies, or cryptocurrencies, we currently have Bitcoin down almost 100 bucks at $16,207. Ethereum is up 8 bucks at 470, and Litecoin is up $4 at 65 bucks. Now remember, the whole point of cryptocurrencies is to get you used to this idea of digital currencies, and there's been a lot more conversation out there, a lot more articles talking about how the Fed and other central banks are going to come out with their version of digital currencies. And they're going to be based on the very concept that cryptocurrencies, in fact, they'll be indistinguishable from each other, except for the names and, well, who controls it, because it's always about the control. But it's the idea of digital currency. And once you get that vaccine, then they're going to inject that chip in you so that you can prove you got your vaccine. And you'll be allowed to get your universal basic income, or get your paycheck, or pay your bills, or maybe even travel. Now, Ticketmaster is now requiring, if you're going to go buy tickets to go to a concert, you have to show proof that you don't have COVID or you had the vaccine. You know what? A chip would make that a lot easier. A little chip in your hand make that a lot easier, wouldn't it? And guess what? If you resist, they'll just turn that chip off. Or maybe they'll just fine you and just take the money straight from that chip, because there's no way for you to stop that. That is what this is about, people. Total and absolute control. And digital currency, I can't think of a better way to control entire populations and to control the planet than with digital currencies. It's a trap. That's right. All right, let's get moving here. I like this. Now, this is for Henry, and I'm sure Henry's going to be very relieved, or at least maybe some of his friends will be relieved over in, and now this is the name of the website, Moon Battery. Remember Moon Beam? What was that, Frank Zappa's kid, Moon Beam? Can you imagine naming your kid Moon Beam? Yeah, what are you tripping on? Anyway, over in moonbattery.com, federal COVID funds go to sex workers in Oregon. I know Henry just breathed a sigh of relief. I'm sure some of his best friends are sex workers. Just kidding you.
Hell, I'm expecting
Sorry,
a check.
Pass up the chance. Huh?
I said, hell, I'm expecting a check.
That's right, Henry, because, well, not just you, but all of us are getting fucked. So how come we're not all getting some of them COVID funds? We're all sex workers right now. Anyway, sorry, couldn't pass up that chance, Laura. I had to go for that. But I thought that was interesting. Some of the COVID funds are going to sex workers in Oregon. I'm sure they're going to some other states, too, but the article talks about that. All right, I like this is over on our own site, from thetrenchesworldreport.com. And I didn't even get a chance to watch this yet, but I'm going to watch it. Crimes Against Humanity, Fraudulent PCR Tests Taken to Court. Interview with lawyer Ryan Fulmick. And now you've heard me mention him several times. He's an international lawyer. He's based out of Germany, but also has a license to practice law in California. Again, it's part of the admiralty system, but it's going to be interesting to see how far he gets. Because right now, there are no common law courts for us to pursue this in. They got rid of them, and they got rid of them specifically so we can't pursue stuff like this in a common law court. That's exactly why they got rid of it, so we can't do that kind of thing. But he's going to revert down to their admiralty system, and let's see how far he gets. I'm curious to see how long he lives, or at least how long it is before they just say, yeah, we hear what you're saying, but we disagree with you. Case dismissed. Going to be interesting to see. But I'm going to watch this video because he is on the right track, at least as far as his idea of what's going on, that it's complete fraud, it's a complete con, and there's severe economic and personal damage being involved here. But outside of that, it's going to be curious to see how far he gets with that in the admiralty court system. Going on. Talking about this con, this fraud, remember, there is no COVID-19. COVID-19 in and of itself is nothing but a computer program. It was created by the CDC, admitted by the CDC in their own documents, that they took an unfiltered sample. And they don't actually disclose what that means. They never described. They just declared it an unfiltered example, which means they probably don't even know what the fuck was in there. They isolated some genes, but they don't know what those genes were from, some of the DNA, and they took 37 base pairs from this, put it in a computer spreadsheet, a computer program, and then had the computer program fill in the missing 30,000 base pairs that it approximately takes to make a, quote, virus. And that is what they're calling COVID-19. It exists only in a computer program, people. There is no physical reality to it. There is no analogous organism to it here in the real world. It exists only in cyberspace. Anyway, let's see what this says, talking about that fraud, because remember what I said. They've gone all in. This is it, people. This is full-blown war against humanity. This isn't even so much war about against Americans, about whites or blacks or Puerto Ricans or Asians or anything else. This is a war against all human beings, because in their eyes, we're all going, unless you're a Zionist Jew, of course, well, then you're the leader, aren't you? You're better. You're a real person. Everyone else is, well, less than a person. That's why you're going. Human cattle. That's the word, human cattle, from the Jew word, goim. That's what it means. You're human cattle, which means you're less than human. But at 7.4 billion people, well, we outnumber them a little bit, and that does have them scared. So for them, plus they want to protect the resources for their future generations, they got to get rid of a few people, say about 7 billion. So they're putting all the chips in that they've accrued over the last couple of hundred years from their Zionist and New World Order and international communist plotting and planning and accruing of all these assets, and now they're pushing all those chips in the middle of the table as they engage in Operation Global Enslavement. And after global enslavement has achieved its objectives and goals, which is total lockdown of the planet with no or little pushback, then they're going to initiate into global extermination, because they got to get rid of a lot of people. Well, let's see how far they do going along here with global enslavement. Here's the next line of bullshit, people, over in Zero Hedge. New York City prepares to close schools again. New York City prepares to close schools. Puerto Rico orders National Guard to help enforce new COVID-19 curfew. Uh-oh. They're bringing out the military now. Oh, God, please try that here. Please. Oh, God. God, I wish they would just try that kind of shit here so we can get this game going. Get the dance going. Put the music on. We want to hear the music. Please, try it, you scumbag, low-life motherfuckers like Fauci, like Gates, like Soros, and all their henchmen. Give it a go, as Henry would say. Let's see what the summary says here real quick. I do like the Zero Hedge. Not all the articles have it, but some have. Nice little summary before they even begin the article, which relates to the article. So let's see what the summary says. Puerto Rico governor orders National Guard to help enforce curfew. New York City mayor warns parents, brace for Monday's school closure. Biden advisor says national COVID lockdown unlikely. Well, that's today. I'm sure that'll change tomorrow. New York City single-day positivity rate nears school shutdown threshold. Japan reports record for second day. Record what? Elon Musk claims conflicting rapid COVID test results. Oh, and he just can't figure it out. Here it is, this guy who's so fucking brilliant, but yet he can't figure out a one-piece puzzle. Yeah. Indonesia hits new record new daily record, and I would assume that means for COVID-confirmed cases, and German government advisors say restrictions can't be eased. Not unless you fight your way out. Remember, this is going to come down to one of two outcomes, people. Either they are going to succeed and kill us, or we're going to kill them. That's it. There's no middle ground. There's no gray area. There's no negotiating. There's no arguing. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. And in fact, it sounds an awful like when Kyle Reese was trying to warn Sarah Connors about Terminator. We have the equivalent of a Terminator here on this planet, and it's called the New World Order, the Zionists, the International Communists, the Bolsheviks, and their objectives, which is to get rid of most of us. But they can't get rid of us until they get complete control over us. That's the tactic, people. That's what they have to do. So this is just like the warning from Kyle Reese when he said, listen, understand, international communists, Zionist Jews are out there. They can't be reasoned with. They can't be bargained with. They don't feel pity or remorse or fear of killing innocent people. And they absolutely will not stop ever until you, your family, and everyone you know is dead. Because that is their final objective, people. Get rid of you. All right, so I read the headline. The headline is self-declaring on what the story is about. We don't need to go into that. Let's go on. Let's see what else we got here. Now, Henry read this, and this is also over in Shit Hit the Fan Plan. I like that. Oh, shit's about to hit the fan, all right. Fauci warns, and as I call him, Dr. Douchebag warns, wear your mask. Or we'll lock you down again. Now, fuck you, Fauci. All right, let's see what this says here. No, it's gone. Now, I read this yesterday, but this is in keeping with this current thought, strain of news headlines. Utah senator tells people to stay home if they don't want to be mauled by police dogs. And, of course, this is over in Blacklisted News. It was also over in Tech Dirt. So, sounds to me like they've gone from recommending or suggesting that you stay home to a direct threat. In fact, they're not even going to arrest you. They're going to feed you to their fucking police dogs. Because that's what they do. They fucking maul you. They bite on you, and they fucking are almost trying to eat you. That's what mauling is. They're attacking you like they're trying to eat you. So now we got this fucking Utah senator telling us they're going to have the police dogs eat us if we don't follow their little fucking dictates. What's that? Yes. Lock and load, people. Let's see what else we got here. All right, coming on up. Oh, I like this one. Let's get over. Let me get up to here. Scroll up. Over in Activist Post. Greece will require people to text government for permission to leave home under new lockdown. That's right, people. That's what's coming. They're going to do that pretty soon right here. Greece will require people to text government for permission to leave home. Yeah. Try that here, please. Oh, God, please try it here. Let's see. Now, this is interesting. Over in John Rappaport's site, No More Fake News. how they'll fake the success of the COVID vaccine. Now remember, once they start distributing this and people start dying, there ain't gonna be any fucking news in the news outlets, the mass lying media, the Zionist controlled press, the fucking international communist, the Bolshevik controlled press. They're not gonna tell you the truth about how people are dying. They're gonna tell you, these vaccines are so successful because they want those people who are vaccine hesitant. Remember that? We had an article about them talking about the vaccine hesitancy some people are going to have. They want those vaccine hesitant people to willingly submit to getting their vaccines. How are they going to do that? That's right. In the mass lying media, they're going to tell you about how great this vaccine is, how well it's working. And so here's an article talking about that before it's happened, how they'll fake success of the COVID vaccine. It's going to be a lot like this voter fraud that we're seeing right now. Let's go on. Now, to make sure that you understand that they are working on this diligently over in Cryptagon, UK, that's United Kingdom's Prime Minister, meets with Bill Gates to discuss implementing global vaccine program. Global vaccine program. Because remember, this is Operation Global Enslavement, which is then going to turn into Global Massacre. Because they got to get rid of about 7 billion people. That's quite a few people. Global extermination. That was the word I used before. Global extermination. Excuse me. Anyway, this lets you know that they are working hard to make sure you want to stick your arm out and get that vile old death injected into you, your family members, your friends, and your colleagues. And they're probably going to have a snitching network. That is, people who don't get it, you're going to get an incentive if you rat them out. Guaranteed that's coming, people. Going on. Now, here we go over in RT, Russia Today. That's the Russian government-controlled media outlet, controlled by the Zionist Jews also, because they also run Russia, despite what people say. No, the fucking Jews and Kissinger run Russia, not Putin. Putin's just a fucking figurehead. Something extremely bogus is going on. Musk says, and this means Elon Musk, Musk says he's positive and negative for COVID-19, after taking 4 tests in one day. Let's see what this says. Futurist entrepreneur Elon Musk has expressed doubts about the accuracy of coronavirus tests. Oh, that's it, people. Now it's official. Now we can all sit back and say, gee, I had a feeling there was something wrong here, but I didn't want to say anything. I was afraid I would be wrong. Here we go. This fucking budding genius can't figure out a one-piece puzzle. He took out 4 tests, half of which said he was positive, half of which said he was negative, but he can't figure it out. He just can't figure it out. He can put a fucking Tesla electric-operated vehicle in orbit and up around to Mars, but he can't figure out a one-piece puzzle. Yeah. Tell me something ain't wrong here. All right, let's get moving here. I like this one. Continuing in this line about this scamdemic and this international communist agenda for global enslavement, over and before it's news. World Doctor speaks out. World Doctors speak out. Quote, we do not have a medical pandemic. End quote. Well, no shit. How many times have we fucking said it on this radio station? COVID-19 is a political crisis, not a medical one, especially since there is no COVID-19. Now, I don't know what fucking school most of these EMTs, doctors, or lawyers, or any of them other fucking geniuses had gone to, but they should have learned at some point something that does not exist, cannot harm you, and it certainly can't kill you. Guess they're just finally figuring that one-piece puzzle out. Going on. Now, let's get into some more fraud. Talking about this election process. Yeah, I know. I use the word loosely, election. Over in Blacklisted News, why U.S. election votes were counted by bankrupted Spanish company Skytel. Now, this is interesting. I didn't know this until I saw this article. It's also over in Great Game India. That's the outlet this originally came from. It says, days after it was released how 2020 U.S. elections were rigged by Canadian Crown Agent Dominion Voting Systems. Gee, and I bet you thought they were American company, didn't you? No, it's a Canadian Crown agent Dominion voting systems, those were all the voting machines, through the so-called glitch, now Great Game India has found involvement of another dubious foreign company in U.S. election meddling. The votes cast by Americans were counted by a bankrupted Spanish company, Scytel, and I'm not sure I'm saying that right, it's S-C-Y-T-L, S-C-Y-T-L, Scytel, Scytel, in Spain. Like Dominion voting machines, Scytel has a long history of election fraud. Oh, well, that makes them perfect to use then, doesn't it? Like Dominion voting systems, Scytel has a long history of election fraud in various nations, including injecting backdoors into its election software. The issue has prompted experts to question why the sensitive job of counting votes was outsourced to a foreign company. Oh, I wish I had my little bell. Remember I used to have a little bell? I got to find it. Ding, ding, ding. Somebody had the little 3-watt light bulb go off over their head. Somebody's been thinking. Oh, I bet it hurt a little, but I'm sure I found it a little refreshing, too, after the pain subsided. Let's go on. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. And there was also another article, which I don't have up here. I saw it earlier. And it talks about how these voting machines, which were not, N-O-T, not supposed to be connected to the Internet, well, somehow got connected to the Internet. Gee, and what did this article say right here? Oh, that's right. They have a history of, let me read it again. Scytel has a long history of election fraud in various nations, including injecting backdoors into its election software. How do you access that backdoor in the election software? Oh, that's right. Through the Internet. Gee, what a coincidence. But it can't be fraud, people. No, don't say that word. Because, oh, what they say, oh, that's right. They're calling, saying that we have election fraud is racist now. Didn't you know that? Saying that there's actually election fraud going on is now a racist term. Yeah, that's it. Fucking morons. Going on. I like this one. Over in Investment Watch blog. GOP national spokesman, even though it's a fucking female, although we can't even tell these days because it could be a woman trapped in a man's body who feels like a woman, well, sometimes, or sometimes feels like a guy, or sometimes just, well, doesn't feel like any gender. They just feel like, well, just, I don't know what they feel like. GOP national spokesman Elizabeth Harrington, quote, Dominion responsible for massive miscount, end quote. Oh, is this like when Hillary Clinton misspoke? No, we don't want to call it lying or perjury, or in this case, fraud. No, it's just massive miscount. It's not election fraud. No, it's not criminal conduct. No, people. It's miscount. That's all. It was a massive miscount. It was an accident, don't you know? Even though they had to access the software through the Internet, which those machines were not supposed to be connected to get this so-called massive miscount. Anyway, it goes on to say here, chairman of a federal election commission weighs in, says, yes, it is election fraud, which of course contradicts everything else I've seen in the mass lying media, especially since DHS has now put this stamp of approval on it saying, well, there's no evidence of any election fraud. None. Zero. Zip. Sure. Of course there isn't. Let's go on real quick here. Now, what's going to be the result of this? Well, here we go. This may be the ramp up of it. Oh, no, not that one. Let me keep going here. Next one. Oh, I like this one. Now, this was over in IntelliHub. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, but I actually got to watch it last night. Pretty interesting. Empirical evidence. Vote switching scam caught on CNN. Now, if you watch the little video, it's about, if you go down to this article over in IntelliHub, empirical evidence, voting switching scam caught on CNN, the whole video is right, as soon as you scroll down under the headline, it's right there, it's only about 3 minutes long, but what it shows you is on election night, the polls, and now this was for the Kentucky governor, if I remember right, because I'm not running the video in front of me right now, it was for the Kentucky governor, and it showed what the count was, and it showed you two count boxes, one was the Kentucky voting system automatically reporting the tallies up to that point. They had just closed the polls, and so now they're reporting all the polling stations are reporting to the central computer what the tally is for each district. So as they're doing that, You see two boxes. One is the one coming straight from the Kentucky tallying computer system, and the other one, which has about a minute delay, barely, it's like a 30-second delay, is the CNN one, which then updates its count to reflect the numbers being reported by Kentucky. Well, at one point, you see the numbers change, and all of a sudden they splash over, they take down both counting boxes, and you see the people talking, you see the talking heads, Anderson Cooper, that dick-sucking faggot, and the only reason he's even got a job is because his mother was Gloria Vanderbilt. Other than that, he's not even smart enough to bag groceries. He's nothing but a little low-life piece of garbage. But he's over there talking, you know, giving his insight into the election night shenanigans. And they then flip back, and if you weren't paying attention, what you would have missed was that suddenly the Republican candidate lost hundreds and hundreds of votes, and the Democratic candidate suddenly gained hundreds and hundreds of votes, exactly equal to how many the Republican vote lost. Now, the guy takes the video, he stops it, he rewinds it, and then he plays it frame by frame, and he shows you the automated count box coming from straight from Kentucky, and they show you the count flip. They actually show you them stealing votes from the Republican candidate and then flipping it to the Democratic candidate just before they flipped over to the two headshots and take out the banners altogether. So he does it frame by frame, and you actually see them do what's called a vote flip. And, of course, this is positive proof of this election fraud. And that's just one instant, because these updates, these counting updates, go on continuously through the night. So how many times did they even do that? We don't know. But he shows you the actual flip on CNN's own news reporting as it was occurring. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Going on. Now, what's going to be the result of this? Trump's going to have two options. Number one, he's going to take it to court, but the courts are already controlled by the international communists, and they're pretty much going to shoot down any attempt to expose all this election fraud. Or he's going to declare that there has been an insurrection in this country, and he's going to actually demand that a legitimate investigation be held, that he's going to bring in the military to secure government positions and government officials who were not actually voted out of office. And in that case, well, maybe he's going to need some more troops here on the soil that we have deployed around the world right now. Well, let's take a look at maybe an indicator of that. Over in Zero Hedge, new Pentagon top advisor wants U.S. troops out of Syria immediately. Now, this has nothing to do with Syria, people. Nothing to do with Syria, the removal of these troops. This has to do with what may be about to happen here. Can't guarantee that, of course. In the end, Trump may just step down quietly and just be happy to get his billions and billions of dollars and go live on his little pedo island. You know, he'll go over there and buy Jeffrey Epstein's island and, well, he'll dub it Trump Island and keep the business going. I don't know. Anyway, let's go. I like this one. Joe Biden has already declared himself the winner, of course, and over in Breitbart News, it's reported. Joe Biden names transgender military veteran to review Department of Defense. So now they're going to bring in these fucking psychopaths, these deranged people. These people need help, not pandering. These people have deep psychological and emotional issues, and the last thing you're going to do is put them ahead and put them in charge of the most lethal fucking force humankind has ever seen. But that's exactly what Joe Biden intends to do. These transgender people are fucked in the head. They have deep, deep emotional and psychological issues. They need deep counseling help, not pandering. But that's what Joe Biden's going to put in charge of the military here to review. This ain't review Department of Defense. What they're really looking to do is to make changes of it to make sure the faggots have total control. Going on. Talking about censorship over in that ASTA. TATHASTA. Tahasta. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Tahasta. I don't know. Tahasta. Target blasted, and that's Target, the department store. Target blasted for removing book about transgender craze seducing our daughters after complaint that it spreads transphobia. Now, the article I read another article about this saying there was a single complaint about this somewhere on Twitter, and because of that, Target just felt the need. They felt compelled to take this book down talking about the psychotic agenda of these transgender people. And so this woman wrote a book, Transgender Craze Seducing Our Daughters. And she's just trying to warn people about what's going on here. But, oh no, Target says this is spreading transphobia. I'm not afraid of transphobic, transgender, that's the word. I'm not afraid of transgender people. I'm sickened by them. That's completely different than being afraid of them, because they need help. Serious, deep psychological help, not pandering. But that's not what's going to happen, is it? And I like last one here, talking about censorship. Norway introduces new LGBT, low-life garbage and Bolshevik trash law, jailing people for hate speech, even in private conversations. That's right. If you don't talk about them in a stellar, glowing fashion, you may find yourself in jail, people. If you denounce them or say there's something wrong with them, you may find yourself in jail, people, because they're going to call that hate speech. Just like if you talk about the Jews in France or the Zionists and all the crimes they commit, especially against the Palestinians, which they do every fucking single day, and it's on video, it's in recordings, it's in photographs, they even admit to what they're doing. But if you mention it, if you talk about it, well, that's fucking hate speech. So guess what? If you have hate speech, you talk about these fags, these Bolsheviks. Because remember, a lot of Bolsheviks, a lot of Zionists, they're fags. They're fucked up in the head. They're part of the LGBT movement because they came from Khazaria, and Khazaria was a homosexual society. That was the problem. That's when the king of Khazaria said, you know, my country's so fucked up. We better adopt some kind of religion to hopefully straighten this out before we go off the deep end completely. But that didn't work out now, did it? Anyway, Norway introduces new LGBT law, jailing people for hate speech, even in private conversations. How long is that going to be before it gets here, people? Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, mentor, and my brother.
You know, John, it's interesting how Michelle Obama has never come out and admitted what the hell she really is. I mean, all this talk about trannies and all this other crap, she had that psychologically impaired idiot Michelle has never come out and admitted that she is one. And it's interesting that Biden has never offered her, if he wants to put a tranny in office, why doesn't he go right to her? You know, she's always kept a low profile. She's never admitted that she's a transgender. I mean, what a joke.
Well, apparently, there's been some videos out there of Michelle Obama walking around in a dress, and Mr. Twinkie wanted to come out and play, so it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, but she won't admit it. You know, and all this transgender talk, and she won't even come out of the closet or anything. I mean, it's really unusual that, you know, I mean, all this power that she's got, but she doesn't want to admit to what she really is.
I agree. But I'm sure Biden will find a place for her in his cabinet or in his ass or somewhere.
Yeah. Great show, man.
All right, thanks, Mark. All right, back to you, Henry.
All right. No disrespect, Mark, but whether Michelle Obama has a dick or not is truly irrelevant. The fact is, you people, Donald Trump and company have the resources to lay this whole fucking election wide open and show that it is from the lowest level to the top level is 110% fraud, but they will not do it. Because
now, Henry, doesn't supposedly Trump have billions of his own dollars that he could easily do that, even if he just paid for it himself?
Yeah, well, it could easily be done, John. We both know that because it is. It's blatant. It's so in your face. It's like, you know, it's like we talked about the secret envelopes and how that whole fucking vote by mail thing worked. And in every fucking district and every fucking, and that's all there is districts, because our counties and our states and our municipalities have been removed and replaced with fucking districts within a district of the District of Columbia. But once it was proven that it was a total fraud, none of them would have any power, would they? Now, when you talk about troops being brought back from Syria, I can see them. Boy, they want us to join one side. Boy, is it split. 72,000 to 74,000, or 72 million to 74 million, they claim. And there could be that many votes out there, but one thing you've not heard a word about, how many illegals voted in that fucking election? Has anybody even looked at that? Does anybody even care? Because I'm here to tell you there are 100 to 200 million people into this country illegally. These are foreigners here to fucking destroy us. And so we better do some fucking thinking here. We're going to end this with Tench Koch. Who are the militia? ? Are they not ourselves? Period. That is an assertion that they are ourselves, that each and every one of us is the unorganized militia for the little united, little s states of the Americas. But that's a capital M for that militia, because we are the fucking sovereigns of this country. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. Well, we've been denied our birthright, so you better get out there and start manufacturing those other terrible implements of war, hadn't ya? Because we're fixing the fight. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God it will ever remain, in the hands of the people. That's us, the militia. The unorganized militia, the fucking bulk of the power of this fucking country, armed to the goddamn teeth and having our fucking law pissed on. As civil rulers, now this is where they get in the part of that militia, they're forming militias to go against, you know, to subvert and go against the government. You ain't our fucking government. You are an occupation force by definition. You created, in violation of our fucking supreme ratified law, a fucking a national corporation called the United States Corporation. And then you created the 14th Amendment in violation of the 9th article of our fucking ratified law and the 10th article, because the states went along with it and did the same. You have created a fucking, you a separate fucking, of for and by the people, my ball sack. You have created a separate entity with the destruction of the American nationals as their goal, so that they can take the riches that belong to each and every one of us without that nasty old fucking Bill of Rights and that due process of the law standing in the way. As civil rulers, and you know, they try to tell you, the militia can't be against the government. The government doesn't know. Bullshit. Here's somebody who was there. Here's the guy who was pushing it. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, or having dismissed that duty, people, and having another agenda, may attempt to tyrannize. Have they attempted to tyrannize? Hell, they're tyrannizing the hell out of us right now. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, well, the goddamn military powers aren't even under control of the fucking Congress that they were supposed to be under control. There's not been a declaration of war since World War fucking II that we had no business in. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. For what purpose? For what fucking purpose, people? The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, that's you and me, people, will form a powerful check on the regular troops. How would we check those regular troops at this point in the ball game? The common law courts are gone. They have been removed. There is only one way to fucking check this fucking tyranny and return to fucking freedom and liberty under the ratified law of we the people. And that is to enforce that law. And we have the right. They tell you, well, you can't form militia to go against. Bullshit! That's what we are supposed to do. Be it two of us, three of us, five of us, 100 of us, 1,000 of us, 10,000 of us, 500,000, 1,000,000 of us. We have the absolute right to come together and kill every one of these fucking usurpers who are trying to take our fucking liberty and freedom away from us in direct violation of the ratified law that we put in place and that our representatives ratified in 1791 to be the supreme law of this fucking land. We got a right to kill them. They've already went way over the fucking line. I mean, way past the line of it. No trial and no fucking court. Sorry. Boom. So you better be ready to fucking fight, because the fight is here now. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!